Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple and Google stores and download it, or just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And when you want to listen, you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Get your favorite shows with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link, support Devil Radio. It's been up there for a while. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts that go out every day in this state, questioning our elections, sometimes subtly, sometimes directly, spreading the big lie, chipping away at our democracy. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice standing up for our democracy, and thank you for your support. Just want to finish up quickly with what Mark from the SAC was saying, and Dick from Madison was saying, and everybody else who calls in. What's going on with Manchin right now? Manchin's doing another striptease on voting rights. Biden talked to him. And here's the blunt fact. If the voting rights bill passes, H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, you get rid of gerrymandering. You get rid of gerrymandering throughout the country by legislation from Congress. The Republicans want gerrymandering. They'll oppose it. You've got to eliminate the filibuster for this one bill. Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments, for cabinet appointments. He has said privately to people he can't believe that the Democrats aren't getting rid of it for voting rights. What is holding us up is Manchin, because Sinema will go along with Manchin. Manchin has a choice. Manchin, if he goes along with stopping the filibuster and permitting this to go through, and permitting it to go through, will go down in history as one of the great senators. You hear of people like Daniel Webster and Henry Clay and all that from the 19th century, and they weren't always so great in a lot of things. He can be a force of history. If he continues this, continues to obstruct everything, he will go down as a hack. In fact, he won't go down at all, because you tell me, anybody, name a senator from West Virginia in the 1920s. Nobody can do that. You can Google it. Of course, you can Google it. They're not on the tip of your tongue. No one cares. This hack had better come correct with some respect. Biden didn't put it to him quite that way. But time is getting short. And if you suspend it, he says he wants bipartisanship. Gerrymandering is not bipartisan. Gerrymandering is deliberately giving Republicans 2/3 of the assembly seats when they get barely half the vote. Sometimes don't get that. That's not bipartisan, so why do we need bipartisan to get rid of what's non-bipartisan? That's wrong. Manchin is simply looking to his donors. He'd like to get reelected. The fact is that voting rights is very popular in the polls in West Virginia. Very popular. It wouldn't hurt him at all. He's making a very bad calculation. He's doing it for money, because the Republican donors that keep him up wouldn't give it to him then. But he would have a very good shot to get reelected. And if he isn't reelected, it's simply because it's a red state anyway, and he did a hell of a job. That's where we are. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As always, a great show. Good calls from Dick and Mark. I don't understand Manchin at all, but I'm going to switch topics. You have covered it some, but on January 6th, I call them looters, rioters. Anyway, they attacked police officers, and then they ransacked offices and basically sent these lawmakers fleeing for their safety, some of them for their life. Now, when I watch this on television and stuff, here's what I don't get. Maybe I'm naive. I don't know. In this state also, Manchin needs to do something, because the gerrymandering here in this state screwed everything up. But here's what I don't get. How bad does it have to be in this country for a group, well, it's better than a group, it was a crowd of individuals, to storm the Capitol and do all this stuff? They even defecated in the Capitol. I mean, I don't get this. I happen to think the United States is a pretty darn good place to live. I tolerated Trump for 4 years. I was hoping he didn't get reelected, which he didn't, by the way, Republicans. What on earth is going on? Do you have any idea? Because
I don't understand this. I don't get it.
I do not get it, Matt. Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. We're badly divided. Abraham Lincoln himself said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." This division right now is toxic. It's violent. The Republican Party has reintroduced violence into our politics for the first time since 1861. Donald Trump started it, suggesting that Hillary Clinton be assassinated by Second Amendment people, said they should take care of her. Then he claimed he just meant they should vote. He lies. What he does is he's always suggesting violence. At his rallies, he'd say, if there's a protester, he'd say, "Beat the hell out of him, and then I will pay your legal fees. Beat the hell out of him, and I'll pay your legal fees." He said that. Said that on television. Said Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. He's introduced violence, and people have picked up on that. When very, very prominent figures say stuff like that, people pick up on it. He ginned up that crowd. He ginned them up. Said, "March on the Capitol, I'll be with you." He was lying. He went to the White House, chortled, watched TV. They had a party. You know, a woman got trampled to death. Another one got shot. Cop almost got beaten to death. Many cops got beaten badly, beaten up. They were looking to murder the vice president and the speaker. This is being excused by media, some media on Fox, even though they sent contrary emails that day and tweets. We're badly divided, and what it's going to take in the Republican Party are people, and right now you have Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. To a lesser extent, Mitt Romney, but he isn't showing courage. Brian Hagedorn, to some extent in this state, Kathy Bernier in our state up in Chippewa Falls. That's what you got. That's not enough, and there's not enough prominent people. That has got to change, and until it does change, are we going to continue to be divided? It's not just that the United States is a great place to live. The United States is the greatest nation that ever lived, ever existed. Our Constitution is the same. I'm tired of people continuing to attack the United States. They attack it largely from these insurrectionists busting the Capitol, but they attack it on the left, the Islamo left. I'm tired of it. Yes, every state, every nation has things in their background that are unpleasant. I am tired of people bad-mouthing the United States, especially people who came here from repressive cultures in the Middle East, in Asia, and in Africa. Shut up. You're lucky you're here. You want to get out? Get the hell out. I'm tired of people attacking the United States. We've got to hang together. We've got to be one. We won on the ships in the Navy. Well, we're going to be one as a nation. Thanks for calling in, Paul. Next is Jean of Eau Claire. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's on your mind today?
Great show and great callers as usual, Matt. Don't you think here there's been a total disregard of the rule of law? And it's been going on throughout this administration, or our former administration, right in our face during Trump administration. The different people that he put into office, total disregard for the law, were looting a little bit. Some of them laughed. Some of them were being investigated. There were a lot of things going on. And now, you know, what happened at our Capitol? Those people should have been locked up if they followed the true rule of law. You know, and also, you know, I hate to say this, but the Supreme Court justices in there now, you know, trying to make up their own laws, it appears to me. It just, the rule of law, in a lot of the pillars, you know, that kept our country strong, and we could expect things, and we all followed it, and it kept our country from chaos. I don't know. It just seems to me that there has been a blatant disregard for the rule of law, you know, by the Republican Party. And even in our state, the way that this guy, who should not even be, Gableman, shouldn't even be allowed looking at any kind of important papers because, I'm sorry to say this, but he's a fraud. And why in the heck is this guy not, you know, arrested, you know, for fraudulent actions? If we started to do something like that, any of us, we'd be in front of the court. We'd be in jail. And also the way our court in the state of Wisconsin runs, disregard for the rule of law, and they make up their own laws as they go. I don't know how we do something about that, Matt, because we all respect the law, or we have chaos. We have lots of crimes. These guys are just doing whatever they want, and to heck with everybody else. I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, you know, that's a really profound insight on your part, Jean. Just remember that every repressive regime in the world pretends to apply the law. Belarus does, Russia does, China does, jihadist societies do. They pretend to, many of them have copied our constitution. And whenever they have elections and the guy in power wins with 90% of the vote, and he says, well, there are irregularities on the other side. This happens all the time. The difference in a democracy like ours and in Europe is that we have the peaceful transition of power. There is an election. It is well run. And if you lose, you lose. The Republican Party is starting to be more like Belarus, Russia, China, Africa, or the jihadist cultures, pretending to twisting laws, attacking laws, sometimes using violence, and then saying we're following the law. What it's going to take, we have to unite this country. We have to unite this country. We're all Americans. What it's going to have to take are people in the Republican Party, and a lot more than Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, people in the Republican Party who say that this is wrong. We're not putting up with it. We're not putting up with Trump. And they're afraid to do that because his base would vote against them in primaries. So ultimately, it's going to have to be persuading Trump's base. What's motivating them? They know this is false. I mean, some people fall for it, but there's a lot of people who know very well this is false, and they're using it as an excuse and a metaphor to get back into power. The core issue is this: do we have the peaceful transition of power or not anymore? And that is essential. It's essential to democracy, and we have to keep fighting. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.